Okay. POL, so our old PO sits there and in his old age deciding to join the peace movement, which was the first movement, Svenska Freds- och Skiljedomsförbundet, that he ever joined, starting his activist work at age 15 or so, finding it the wisest thing to do to work not for one or the other side winning a conflict or conflicts, but for how to bring the human community to the level of being able to live in peace, at least as we can find in the global south today, hopefully, and thanks God. There is this thinking that let's just cooperate, work together, respect each other, leave each other in peace, and create an harmonious situation for everyone on the planet, where we can realize ourselves and our lives and get wiser and all of that. Isn't it better? This is what you find in the Asian culture, both in China and India, and you who come from there, you know. We know that it's true. These are old, old, wise cultures over there. And China and India is not the only one, are not the only ones. They're all over the world. And at least, as it seems to me right now, many of those, if not most, are joining that, working together like that. We have BRICS and there are other things too. So yeah. Let wisdom rule, Dharma, the Tao, the way of nature and life. And when we follow that way and harmonize with the rest of this cosmos, then there will be peace and harmony and happy lives for us. Isn't that what we want? And then some will say, no, happiness cannot exist without misery too, as a contrast to it. And you enjoy happiness much more when you can see the other suffering. I mean, this, I can't understand that reasoning. It's the reasoning of the beast, I think. And then I will, of course, take from you so I can see you suffering and I can enjoy. And it's much better enjoyment than if I was just happy without seeing anyone suffering at the same time. This is the talks of a guy or girl born in a rich family, so beyond reality as you can be, you know, like in a Stockholm fine suburb out in the archipelago or whatever, having everything there taken care of and just being with your friends and hardly ever leaving the suburb, or to speak of the city. Anyway.